What's the halacha if a person has a company that's been operating for a number of years and he wants to know if he's allowed to poach a client from his competitor? Is there a heter to poach a client that's been a steady customer for your competitor, or is this asur al pi halacha? So the Paiskim explained that the first question that has to be addressed regarding this issue is the general halacha of hasagas gvul, which means, are you allowed to open up a competing business in the same neighborhood as your friend? And to this, the answer in general is that we paskin that it's mutter. If I have one business and you want to come and open up a competing business in the exact same neighborhood, in general we paskin that it's mutter. And the only time there might be an issue up yalocha is based on the Ramo B'Shem, the Shalti Gibayrim, and other Rishonim who hold that the exception to the rule is if the second business is going to completely ruin the first business. If by opening up this second competing business, the first business will fall apart, will not be able to sustain itself, in that case, the Ramo brings down that it's usur to open up the second business, because in that case, he could tie in a pasak lechiyuse, you're destroying my business. But aside from such an extreme situation, if it's a regular competition where the first business won't be destroyed by the competition, it's mutter if they are both part of the same city. If he's the second guy is also a bar mos, so he's also a resident of this city. If he's an outsider, the halacha is different, then he could prevent him from opening up. But if they're both residents of the same city, in general, you're allowed to set up a competing business. Memela, if we take that sack and we extrapolate it and use it in the case of poaching clients, then it would depend on what type of client we're talking about. If it's the type of client that entirely was the backbone of your competition, and by removing that client from the services of his prior client, you're going to destroy your competition, in that case, L'chayro would be usur. It would be in violation of the Shulchan Gebayrim, of this pshat, this shita brought down in the Ramah, that if the second guy is completely destroying the first guy, then it's a problem. So if the client is so important to the competition that by taking him away from him, you'll be ruining the company, then it could be in violation of the general guideline of Asagas Gvul, and it would be usur. However, in normal cases, this is not the facts on the ground. This is not the actual mitzias, and usually when you poach a client, the competition will be able to sustain itself. It won't completely fall apart by the removal of that client, and therefore mitzad, the general guidelines of Hasagas Gvul, usually won't have a problem. However, there's another issue, and this is called the concept of merufia. What is merufia? So merufia is based on a Gemara in Baba Basra, and it's actually Tolyan a Machlekes Rishonim, but according to one pshat in the Rishonim, the Gemara tells us the following halacha. And the Gemara says that if you have a fisherman that's been located in a certain area, he's been, you know, fishing in that area for a while, and he now basically has a grasp on those fish. Fish, the Metzias says that they come back to the place where they've been before, and therefore, since the person's been here for a while, it's as if he's already had a possession of the fish that are going to come to his net in the upcoming day, because the fish are used to coming to his spot. So in that case, the Gemara says, even though in general you're allowed to compete with your friend, as we just mentioned, it's mutter if you're a baramos, if you're from the same city. Nevertheless, if the person has been accustomed to getting the certain fish in his area, then it's as if he's already been koinet, and therefore if you come along and you go to his spot and you take his fish from him, in that case, it's usur. Now, according to this understanding of the Rishonim, this could be applied to the case of poaching clients. And this is the concept called merufia, which means that if you take a steady customer from your friend, like the fish over here, where they were a steady, accustomed client of this fisherman, they always had been used to coming to this spot. So in that case, it's keilu, it's already belonging to this fisherman that was already there, and therefore the second guy who comes is over on the Isra of Hasagas Gvul. And therefore the question is, can we apply this as well to poaching a client? If I have a client that's been coming to me steadily for a number of years, then it's like the fish case, where we would say that the second guy is not allowed to come and remove the client from the first guy's possession. Since he's rogel b'kach, he's been accustomed to doing it for many years, so it's mamish in his basket already, it's in his net, and therefore it's like the case of the fish, which would be awesome. So this is a machlokes rishonim. The Mordechai brings down two opinions. Some people, he says, say that it's aser, poaching clients, if it's a steady client, and it's the case of merufia, and therefore you could prevent him in cheshem mishpat from doing so, from taking your client. Other poskim are mekel, and they say that you don't have to be worried about merufia, it's not a concern, the ikur la'aloch. Now, most poskim assume that the ikur halacha is that merufia is mutter. And it's just the midas chasidos to refrain from doing so, but it's not something that could be demanded in Bezdin. So that's the ikur lahalacha, that most poskim assume that we don't have the ability to demand merufia in Bezdin. It's not something that you could haul someone in Bezdin for, but nevertheless, midas chasidos a person to refrain from doing this. That is the sheet of most poskim. And the question is, why, in fact, are they mekel? So some poskim say, and this is the Goyin, that the pshat and the mekilim hold is that they learned the Gemara and Babasra differently than this shita. And they hold that the case over there by the fishermen is a different case. And therefore, there is no makor for this concept of merufia. We go to the regular guidelines of Chayshim Mishpat, and Hasagas Gvul is mutter if you're from the same city, and you're not going to completely destroy the first guy by opening up the competition. And therefore, it would be mutter. So according to the Goyin, it's totally in the Machlekes Rishonim as to how to learn the case of the fisherman. And since we would assume, not like the Shita, Memela, we cannot be Toiveya and Bezdin, the idea, the concept of Merufia. However, there's a Chassam Sofer, and the Chassam Sofer says a tremendous Chiddush. He says, this that the Poskim are Mekel about Merufia, about poaching clients, is only if the client is a Goy. Why? Because if the client is a goy, the competition didn't really have smichas das that the person's going to keep coming to him. Even though he came to him until now, maybe it was more convenient, maybe that was just the easiest thing for him, but there was never a real smichas das on the part of the competition because a goy is less reliable. And since the goy is less reliable, there was no smichas das, and over there we paskin that merufya me'ikir adin is mutter. However, if the client is a yid, where there is a smichas das on the part of the competition, over there, it's like the case of the fish. By the fish, it's habitual. It's something that's by rote. The fish come back, it's a metzias, and therefore, the guy has smichas das. Says the Chassam Sofer, if by a Jewish client also, he's more reliable, and therefore he had smichas das, and therefore it's osur me'ikur hadin. So it's a machlekes. According to most paiskim, all cases of merufia are mutter me'ikur hadin, and maybe this chassidus, you should refrain from doing so. And this is the sheet of most poskim. But the Chassam Sofer holds that me'ikir adin it's osur if the client is a yid, and that which we are mekel is only by the client who is a goy. There is one more nekuda to this question, and that is the Minchas Yitzchak, who holds that even though in general we are mekel me'ikir adin when it comes to the case of merufia, the case of taking clients, nevertheless, if there's an extreme violation of this idea of merufia, in that case, we're machmer me'ikir adin. For instance, you have a guy who learned the tricks of the trade from his boss, and he just got enough knowledge to veer off and start his own competing business, and he took all the clients with him. So the Minchas Yitzchak argues that in that case, where it's a blatant violation of merufia, it's not stam, you're going after the competition's client, but you're actually the one who was working for the company, and that's how you got the relationship going with this particular client. And now that you're veering off and you're starting a company to compete with your previous owner, your previous boss, all of a sudden you're taking the clients, that's a flagrant violation. In that case, says the Minchas Yitzchak, we should be makbid about merufia me'ikir adin. But akapanim, this is the machlekes regarding merufia, regarding the poaching of clients, where we say that according to most places, me'ikir adin, it's motor me'midas chassidus, you shouldn't do so. According to Chassam Sofer, by a Jewish client, it's also me'ikir adin. And then Chassidus Chiddush is that if there's a flagrant violation of merufia, then we have to, in fact, enforce it me'ikir adin.